I'm Marianne Kolbaczek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Sila Ozarin, and an Associate Security Research Engineer at Picus Security. We're going to be speaking about operational technology security issues in healthcare. So the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency recently issued two advisories involving vulnerabilities in operational technology used in healthcare settings. Let's discuss one and then the other. The first set of vulnerabilities involves the Advantech iView, which is a product that's often embedded in IoT gateways and smart building platforms managing HVAC, access control, and power systems. CISA said the vulnerabilities include cross-site scripting, SQL injection, path traversal, and argument injection. Why are those flaws concerning in the context of a healthcare environment?
So Advantech disclosed multiple vulnerabilities, as you said, and to better understand like how these vulnerabilities can affect healthcare providers and their systems, we need to talk about them separately. At least like I would like to talk about SQL and XSS because they are kind of severe. So an XSS vulnerability doesn't compromise the server. So this vulnerability directly targets the victim's browser. Like what's the issue, right? Just the browser. But in a hospital setting, an admin who is responsible for the network infrastructure that connects medical devices might be using the IV web portal to monitor and manage critical infrastructure. Exploiting this vulnerability, in theory, an attacker can steal the admin session cookie or credentials. This means that they can actually impersonate the admin on the IVF system. At that point, they can do anything the real admin can do, but this purely depends on what IVF oversees. Like in hospital environments, IVF is likely to manage the switches that connect HVAC controllers, power systems, and even IoT medical devices. But there is one thing, let me get this straight. IVF doesn't run the HVAC, but it controls the network that it depends on. So if the attacker disables or reconfigures those switches, HVAC systems lose connectivity or receive faulty commands. This can even cause temperature spikes or air filtration failures or even shutdowns in sterile zone. They can even mess with surgery rooms because they can be unusable or ICU climate controls may fail, affecting vulnerable patients. I mean, even staff may not receive alerts if network-linked alarms go offline, basically. But yeah, XSS even doesn't provide remote code execution. Even with this level of severeness, it's awful in my opinion. But maybe we can just go on with the SQL because it's giving remote code execution. So it's actually several of the SQL injection flaws in IVU are really severe. Some of them allow only reading or modifying database contents. Like this means that attackers can actually extract or corrupt critical data from the IVU database. This alone is awful, but some of them allow executing any kind of code on the database with the privileges of the IVF service, like topmost privileges.
So, Celia, how should the vulnerabilities in the Advantech iView be addressed? And what could happen if these vulnerabilities are not fixed?
Yeah, I just want to say patch, patch, and patch. Apply patches and updates. Like, do not delay patching, even if it requires scheduled downtime, because the risk of an unpatched system in a live hospital is simply too great. You need to apply network segmentation and isolation, and the IVF server should never be directly accessible from the internet because, like, it ideally not from the general hospital, corporate network either. You should place it on a dedicated management VLAN or subnet with very restrictive access control.
In terms of the second set of vulnerabilities that were recently flagged by CISA, they involve the Siemens BioTech 5, which are devices that are primarily deployed in substations and industrial power systems to automate and safeguard electrical infrastructure. Those vulnerabilities include a use of GET request method with sensitive query strings. Why would those products be an issue for hospitals and healthcare settings, and what would happen if the vulnerability is exploited?
So specifically, as you said, the device's web interface uses HTTP GET requests that embed sensitive session identifiers in the URL query string.
This practice means that session tokens or other credentials can end up stored in browser history files or server logs or even proxy caches in plain text. But let me be honest with you, exploiting this vulnerability is not trivial. When considering what could happen if this vulnerability is exploited, it is useful to distinguish between immediate technical effects and real-world outcomes. But because like it is hard because an attacker might need to trick an authorized user into visiting a malicious link, or may need to compromise a system that stores logs or browser data in order to, scrap the sensitive URL information. But if an adversary succeeds that, like they could potentially hijack an active session or use stolen credentials to impersonate a legitimate operator on the CipherTech 5 device. And by hijacking a session on this relay, an attacker might gain the ability to misoperate electrical protective relays or circuit breakers. This could lead to power outages or unstable power quality in parts of the hospital if breakers are, tripped or settings are maliciously changed. And like, I know that hospitals do have backup generators, but a sudden loss of grid power forces the facility onto emergency power, and this can still cause momentary loss to sensitive equipment. So in a worst case scenario, if both primary and backup powers are disrupted, or if transfer systems are tampered with, the hospital could experience a partial or total blackout, diverting patients and halting critical procedures until power is restored.
With that said, how should entities address this vulnerability?
Like before we started this podcast, I specifically checked out if there is any update. Siemens has acknowledged the issue and is developing patched firmware for all affected CipherTech 5 models. So the first recommendation is to apply Siemens security updates as soon as they become available. Operators should use Siemens official tools only to deploy the firmware updates and follow the documented procedures closely. You need to ensure that these devices are isolated on a secure network segment, not exposed to the internet or any unnecessary networks. You need to use firewalls to strictly limit the access to the relay's IP interface. This is crucial. And only allow trusted engineers and their workstations or control center systems to communicate with it. It can be happen if remote access is needed, for example, by technicians or centralized SCADA systems, use VPNs and strong authentication rather than, exposing devices directly. And you should do lots of social engineering trade, in my opinion.
Overall, how did the vulnerabilities in both of these products sort of highlight the kinds of OT security issues that you see in healthcare? Are these sort of common issues that pop up with other devices? Are these critical problems that healthcare entities really should be paying attention to?
There are two major topics that these two vulnerabilities underscore. Insecure visibility in control layers, it is the last thing that you want to do, and vulnerable critical infrastructure. Because I saw a study from March 2025, and almost 400 hospitals participated in, and they said that they found that almost 99% of these hospitals are running devices with vulnerabilities that are listed on CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities list. It is awful. And IV shows that how attackers can exploit weakly protected management interfaces to gain access to other OT networks while clinical devices are running, potentially impacting patient care directly. And CipherTech 5, on the other hand, highlights the risk of compromised power automation systems, whether inside hospitals or upstream in the utility supply. This is threatening care about care community, in my opinion, by disrupting electricity. So together, these two vulnerabilities, they expose how fragile and interconnected healthcare OT environments with, there is this breach between IT and OT now, and the line is blurring and the air gap is dissolving. And this is another issue. So securing both device level access and foundation infrastructure is essential. And this is the main issue here, in my opinion, for patient safety.
How should healthcare sector entities get a better handle on their OT security risks? What should they be doing so that they're better aware of the potential issues? And what steps can they take to address that in a more effective way, do you think?
Well, this is a great question. In my opinion, industry must stop underestimating OT as just facilities. Power, environmental controls and connected devices are not peripheral, like they are core to delivering care. And security teams need full visibility in what's actually connected, not just medical devices, but the systems that power and monitor them, like HVACs, substations, patient monitors, OT gateways, like iView. Too often, hospitals don't even know these assets are exposed until something goes wrong. So, in my opinion, to better handle this, segmentation must be enforced. Like IT and OT networks should be logically and physically separated wherever possible with tightly controlled access. No flat networks, no and like unmanaged remote access. And this is it. Like, and lastly, I think it's one of the most crucial ones. Security teams must validate, not assume, like that they need to validate that protections are effective. Simulation, like, or advisory validation, you know, there are like threat groups out there specifically targeting healthcare sector because it is kind of a soft spot. So this should be a standard practice to validate their behaviors, just like in other critical infrastructure sectors that they are doing.
And very briefly, are there any other top OT security issues that you're watching closely right now that you haven't touched upon?
Right now, in my opinion, the biggest OT security issues in healthcare are outdated systems with little visibility, like outdated systems and poor network segmentation and rising attacks on hospital and healthcare providers. They are the top three ones, in my opinion. This is not going to change in a while, in the near future, to be honest. Like devices like CyberProtect relays and IVR service are often overlooked in this context, but control critical hospital operations and like from electricity to patient monitoring, we shouldn't be like overlooking them. And the last thing is not something that we haven't like mentioned. We are also seeing advanced threat actors targeting ICS, like insecure remote access, and like there is this surge in AI-driven phishing that targets OT admins specifically. So we need to be careful about that too. Like we need to be more aware of these phishings because they are getting clever and clever every day. So because like I saw a research that healthcare providers, like their employees are not good with phishing emails. There is this high percentage of opening and like clicking those links and like, you know, typing down their passwords. And if this is prevented and there's this network segmentation and everything is patched, then we are okay. Like everything will be fine, in my opinion.
Well, thank you so much. I've been speaking to Sela Ozarin. I'm Marianne Kolbasak-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.